Now let us move to our next chapter, chapter number 4, Development of the English Novel and Thomas Hardy. In England, the development of English novel can be studied with the advent of Daniel Defoe, who wrote some wonderful realistic stories, though through his stories he is able to impart to the reader the illusion of reality. His stories cannot be considered as contributing considerably to art fiction. They are more important for their narrative than for characterization, which is the cardinal point of in fiction writing. Addition and Stille. Sketches of the Sir Roger D. Coverley were an advance in the art of characterization, though they are stray impressions of the authors about the night. Genuine attempts at the writing of fiction were made for the first time by Richardson. In fact, the period between Richardson and Jane Austen in 18th century was the period in which fiction was taken up seriously and as an independent form of writing. Richardson was one of the four wheels of England novels, the other being Fielding, Smollett and Sterne. Samuel Richardson, 1689 to 1761, was the first novelist to show a real and vital knowledge of the human heart, its perversities and contradictions, the first to analyze the woman point of view, and the man who did that deserves some measure of praise from posterity. His famous novels are Pamela, Clarissa Harlowe, and Sir Charles Grandison. Henry Fielding, 1707 to 1754, contributed remarkably to the development of the English novel, while Richardson was a sentimentalist. Fielding was a thoroughgoing realist. He fixed his watchful eyes on the life around him and sought to give a faithful picture of that life, with all its weakness and blemishes. In his novels, his fame rests on his genial satiric humor, his gaiety of temperament, his common sense morality, and artistic plot constructions. His famous novels are Joseph Andrews, Jonathan Wilde, Tom Jones, and Amelia. Tobias Smollett, 1721 to 1771, was on a lower level as a literary artist than either Richardson or Fielding, but in the creation of satiric caricatures and oddities, he was certainly above them. His famous novels are Roderick Random, Perugine Pickle, The Adventures and Humphrey Clinker. Lawrence Sterne, 1713 to 1768, joined the sentimentality of Richardson to the humor of Fielding. He developed still further the art of characterization. His famous novels are The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy and A Sentimental Journey. Beside this, four novelist Goldsmith wrote his monumental character picturizing the little household of Dr. Primrose. Although he had only one novel to his credit, yet the tranquil magic, a tender homeliness, a light and iridescent humor, all these had earned place for him in the line of novelists. The contribution of the woman novelist of the 18th century needs to be mentioned here. The earliest woman fiction writer in English is Mrs. Aphra Behn, B-E-H-N, Behn, who earned a name with the famous Orinoco and the Fair Jilt. Beside her, Sarah Fielding, The Adventures of David Simple, Hannah Moore, Collapse in Search of a Wife, Fanny Burney, Lena of the history of a young lady's entrance into the world, Cecilia, Maria Edgeworth, patroness and casual recurrent, Susan Freer, marriage, comma, the inheritance, comma, destiny, Mary Russell Mitford, our village, and Mrs. Redcliffe, the mysteries of Udolpho and the Italian, may also be mentioned. But Jane Austen, 1775 to 1817, a born storyteller, needs a separate treatment. Faithful observation, personal detachment, and a fine sense of ironic comedy are among the Jane Austen's chief characteristics as a fiction writer. Fine novels stand to her credit. Pride and Prejudice, Northanger Abbey, Sense and Sensibility, Mansfield Park, and Emma. Two other famous names also be mentioned here. In the field of Gothic romances, Horace Walpole, 1770 to 1797, distinguished himself with his famous The Castle of Otranto, in which he introduced the element of terror with the help of walking skeletons and other blood-curdling incidents. In the sphere of historical novels, Sir Walter Scott, 1771 to 1832, stood supreme. His fame rests on several novels: Waverley, Gay Mannering, The Antiquary, The Black Dwarf, The Hurt of Midlothian, The Bride of Lammermoor, The Kneeleworth, The Ivanhoe, and The Talisman. Novel made a phenomenal progress in the Victorian age. During this period, novel became a real vehicle best equipped to serve as a social mirror. The world of Middle Age romances was done away with, and interest in the middle class man and his affairs were created in the literary artists, partly because of the rise of the middle classes and partly because of the rising interest of the public in readings. Consequently, the Victorian novelists came forward with their pictures of then society, with their own solutions to the evils and problems rampant therein. Among the early Victorian novelists, a mention may be made of Benjamin Disraeli and Bulwer Lytton. Benjamin Disraeli, 1804 to 1881, the Prime Minister of England, was naturally a political novelist. His famous novels are The Infernal Marriage, Coningsby, Sibyl or the Two Nations, and Tancred of the New Crusade. Bulwer Lytton, 1803 to 1873, was more of an imitator than an original writer. In trying to produce as many novels as he could, he could not pay attention to sincerity and depth. His novels are of various types, almost all that were in demand: social, historical, classical, Thomistic, occult, and so on. His noteworthy works are Falkland, Felham, The Last Days of Pompey, The Last of the Barons, and The Caxtons, and The Strange Story. Charles Dickens, 1812 to 1870, was the most popular novelist of the Victorian age. In the words of Lord David Cecil, he is the one novelist of his school whose books have not grown at all dusty on the shelves, whose popularity has suffered no sensible decline. He is not only the most famous of the Victorian novelists, he is the most typical. He offered through his novels a sound and healthy entertainment, heartly laughter, and a wide range of emotions, and a wonderful array of personalities. His novels are rich with universal physical experiences of life that are understood by all men, and eradicate this life with emotion and romance. His infectious humor is remarkable, and an unfailing quality of his work. His famous novels are Pickwick Papers, Oliver Twist, Nicholas Nickleby, The Old Curiosity Shop, Martin Chuzzlewit, David Copperfield, Bleak House, Little Dorrit, A Tale of Two Cities, Great Expectations, and Edwin Drood. W.M. Thackeray, 1811 to 1863, was another novelist of importance of this period, like Charles Dickens. Like Charles Dickens, Thackeray had also left graphic pictures of a large portion of contemporary London life. Dickens presents interesting pictures of the vagabonds, the outcasts, and the merchants. Thackeray portrays the suave, S-U-A-V-E, suave, polite leisure class and its dependents. Thackeray instead insisted upon picturing life, and he believed that it existed in London society, and to his satiric eye, that life was composed chiefly of the small vanities, the little passions and petty quarrels of the commonplace people, whose main objects were money and title. Thackeray was gifted with the wonderful faculty of entering into the very soul of his characters. His famous works are Vanity Fair, Pendennis, Henry Esmond, Newcomers, and Virginians. George Meredith, 1828-1909, made a notable contribution to the development of English novel by his strong character portrayal, brilliant conversations, omnipresent humor, and his subtle insight into characters. Meredith's novels afforded him various opportunities for an exposition of his views on education, diverse personal liberty, conventional narrow-mindedness, egotism, sentimentalism, and obedience to law. His major novels are The Ordeal of Richard Feverel, The Egoist, and D-I-A-N-A, Diana of the Crossways. Among women novelists, George Eliot, 1819-1880, was one of the most distinguished writers of fiction. She was more strictly modern than either Thackeray or Meredith. Her writings manifest her desire to benefit human beings by convincing them that nature's laws are inexorable and that an infraction of the moral law will be punished. She strove to arouse people to a knowledge of hereditary influences and to show how every deed brings its own results and works directly or indirectly towards the salvation or ruin of the doers. In order to assert various moral lessons, she dealt with powerful human tragedies, thereby imparting a sombre tone to all her novels. Her notable novels are Adam Bede, The Mill on the Floss, Silas Marner, Romola, and Middlemarch. Among other novelists of lesser note were Anthony Trollope, the Prime Minister, comma, Barchester Towers, comma, Dr. Throne. Charlotte Bronte, Jane Eyre Shelley. Third writer is Emily Bronte. Wuthering's Heights. Fourth, Annie Bronte. Angus Gray, the tenant of Whitefall Hall. Charles. Fifth, Charles Kingsley. Yeast, Westward Ho. And the next writer is Mrs. Elizabeth Gaskell. Canford Ruth. Next, Charles Ricky Reid, Charles Reid, R-E-A-D-E. Her creation is Hard Cash and Foul Play. The next writer is George Burrow, and his creation is The Bible in Spain, Lavengro. Among all these Great, no doubt they were, Hardy stands out. He made some unique contribution to the development of English novel. His contributions is remarkable insofar as he very harmoniously blended what Fielding or Scott or Dickens had given separately. His ideas are modern, though not his technique. He has explained his view of modern life as a thing to be put with up, replacing the gist of existence which was so intense in early civilization. His pessimist philosophy strikes at the core of life and human endeavor. Sorrow appears in his work not as a punishment for crime, but as an unavoidable result of human life and its inevitable mistakes. Hardy's conceptions of love is idealistic as well as practical, whereas Dickens and Thackeray treat love as an emotion. Hardy treats it as an emotion as well as an experience. Thus, Hardy showed himself as a realist in his novels. Beside this, Hardy is more poetical in his novels. Poetry flows in the lines of his novels. Thus, Hardy occupies a landmark in the development of English novels.